Joining me back in studio, Tienis Jansen van Rensburg of Bandwidth, blog.co.za, always giving us an insight into what is hot and happening within the tech world, and a rather interesting story today with regards to drones, how they've evolved and where they are now with regards to healthcare. Tienis, thank you very much for joining us, my friend.
Thank you.
So what's happening out there in Sweden? Because I know I've heard the stories about these drones, aka health drones, that could be the first on the scene, but it seems that it's paying off now.
That's right. So a company in Sweden called Everdrone has been testing this technology in conjunction with their health organizations. And it seems like it might be starting to roll out a lot more now because it is working as intended. So what happened in this case is there was a man in his 70s shoveling snow outside of his house, and he started to suffer from a heart attack. A lot of elderly people in Sweden have a little device on their person that they can then hit when they don't feel great, and that then triggers their loved ones and doctors around them. So this person was starting to get a heart attack. It hit that button, and then that also alerted the drone company. The drone was deployed, and this man was having a heart attack. So the drone actually got to the man's house in 3 minutes, as opposed to, you know, the normal 10 to 15 minutes that an ambulance would take, having to take all the different routes. This obviously flies in a straight line and is there in no time. And there was a doctor in the neighborhood. He was able to intercept the drone as it came in. He got the defibrillator, and he was able to save the man's life, and he was ready to be shuttled to the hospital as soon as the ambulance got there. It was great to see the technology actually working.
Absolutely. Okay, so with regards to these drones, they carry the necessary medical supplies, and then it obviously relies on people around the person in need, right?
That's right. So it's got all of the basic healthcare supplies. As I said, it's got the defibrillator in it. It's got a lot of diabetic substances that they would need in an emergency. Some people with allergies, you know, they could have some medicine in there. So all of the kind of common basics that you see in the health crises are fitted on these drones. And what makes it brilliant is that they're automated, right? So it's not a person on the other side that has to say click a button to deploy that drone. It's all automated, and it seems to be working. It's great to see that in the tests there were 26 cases where this happened. The drone got to that person within the 5 minute window that they gave themselves in 24 of the 26 cases, and there was somebody to help them every time. Luckily the other cases weren't serious as this one was, but again they got there in time, the right medical attention was given, and this man was saved as a result.
I love it. And this was the first case where it was actually deployed and it was a success.
Yes, it was the first time that it was a life-threatening situation and it worked.
Fantastic. Well, I can definitely see this technology grow, especially if you think about people living in remote areas where there's, you know, it takes a while to get there, or maybe where there's massive traffic jams, mid-cities, exactly, and those kind of things. It's interesting. Hopefully it's going to be rolling out all over the place, and we'll be saving lives with drones. Who thought?
Yeah, definitely.
Lekker. Tienis, thanks for the update, my friend. Have a lekker one.
Thanks, you too.